In May of 2014, after working with the city in partnership with BISD, we purchased what's known as the Old Carver Elementary School property, which doesn't show up very well on this slide. It's a black line. It's an L shape. It's about 14.35 acres. The school buildings had been vacant for about 2.5 to 3 years in very, very poor shape. And at that time, we responded to an RFP put out by the district and purchased the property. And at that time, we hoped to create something that would be helpful, that could potentially be valuable. We wanted it to be sustainable, impactful, and I think maybe more than anything, we had hoped that it would be collaborative in nature, involving many organizations as well as many different people. Fast forward to today, we now have two organizations that are occupying the larger facility, which is Building A on this slide, and two organizations pending your approval on one of them to occupy Building B. Those organizations are BISD's Family and Community Services, which is Mary Walraven's group that care for and meet the needs of hundreds and hundreds of kids that are homeless, classified as homeless, pregnant teens, and foster kids in our district, in our city, in addition to the Bridge Ministries, who runs an assortment of programs from medical to education to mentor programs to distributing food to various other services. In the smaller Building B, we hope to have Alcee and her community development group from the City of Bryan, which funds down payment assistance for low-income families in our city, in addition to the Bryan Housing Authority, which shepherds and takes care of about five properties in our cities, one directly adjacent to our property. We met for the very first time last week as a group of organizations, as well as with Bryan PD, and began to collaborate and share relationships and resources with the express purpose of helping as many people as we possibly can that are in need of basic needs. In addition to the valuable collaboration of both public and private nonprofit entities, we've come alongside these groups and will develop and design and spearhead a community park, in addition to an athletic field, and are very open to future development, whether that would be residential or commercial in nature, if this becomes an area where other nonprofits would like to join in and be in close proximity to the other groups that they work with on a routine basis. In light of this and on all the things that have taken place recently, I'm here today to ask for your support in two very specific items. Highlighted on this slide in green is a trail system throughout the property. It's been told to us, and the data we've collected is that there's a strong desire for better trail system throughout this part of the city. We wanted to be a catalyst to get that going, both from a quality of life and safety of our kids heading to school. We also know that there was money allocated for this last fall that did not get spent, and we saw an opportunity to not only enhance the neighborhood, but certainly enhance all of the other development activities that we'll be undertaking, in addition to the programs and the collaboration of the entities that will be having things such as after-school programs, summer programs, camps, mentor programs, etc.
You said funding that was available that was not spent. What funding are you referring to?
I was told that there was about $60,000 that was given to or allocated or authorized to be spent on some trails by Scurry Park.
Do you know what department that was going to go
through? What's that fund called?
Hugh does. Let me clarify. If you recall, Council, it was back in August when we looked at a couple different projects. One of those was for a trail between 17th Street and Martin Luther King.
Okay, we're talking about.
And that was at a cost of about $60,000. So that trail was not built, and we did not come back to the council with an actual construction project.
The citizens gave you some funds, and can you familiarize me with this trail? Is this on Mumford Road or Saunders, the left side of this, or?
Left side is a forest right now. The top of the drawing is Bruin Trace, and to the right is Martin Luther King.
So the left side of this trail does not even touch the, it cuts the property in half, doesn't go all the way to Saunders.
Correct. So we are here today. I think Ms. Levy is here in addition to support of staff, the Parks Board. We have desire to name this trail the Ronnie Jackson Trail at Hope Crossing in honor of his legacy, his contribution, and his kind heart of relentlessly trying to make our city a better place to live. This trail is an 8-foot wide trail, approximately 3,000 linear feet. It does come at a cost of $142,554. That's our engineer's estimate for this cost. Our second request is partial funding for the City of Bryan's community development office space that will, on this slide, will go into the blue smaller building. The purpose of this request is to offset tenant improvement construction costs and help us lock in into a longer-term office lease that reduces their cost over time. We're going to reduce their cost approximately $9,000 annually. I may be understating that just a little bit, but we're just going to fix that so that over time that department can be positioned better to deploy more resources for low-income families as opposed to just paying leases. In addition, they're a vital part of our collaboration of organizations, and we would love to make a space for them and get them closer to the families that they serve and the other organizations that they collaborate with. The price tag that we've asked for on that is $32,257. That's the two requests. We're excited about this project. It's been a lot of work to get it to this point. We've got a lot of momentum. We've got a lot of wonderful ideas, and we're really committed to creating something that's sustainable, impactful, and with your help, we can continue to do that. So at this time, I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Mayor,
Council.
So you're asking for
$174,000.
Now I remember meeting with you about a year ago, and when I went out there, I think I discussed about a trail from the Forest Park Apartments. There's a bunch of kids who live there who pretty much made their own trail, cut through the woods that end up on Saunders to go to Bruin Trace, you know, Carver Kemp and all that good stuff. And I know that that seemed like a good top priority to either see if we can get an easement from the property owner to pay for that. I don't know, but I would like for a trail to be made there because they come from the back of the apartment complex right onto Saunders to go to the school. So I think that would be very, very beneficial. If you can somehow connect the two, I think that would, I would like to see that on this plan. That requires more money. Okay, you know, I understand that. But I would like to see that, definitely, because, you know, these kids are coming through there anyways.
We would agree. We're aware of that critical need. We don't own that property, so we don't control that. But that would be certainly a hope that we would have that could be added to this plan in the future, hopefully the near future.
I wonder if we can just talk to the property owner. How much do you ask? You know, I just get these kids going, and that's just, you know, kind of some of the things I've been asking for since I got on.
Okay, other
Mayor?
Questions?
Mayor Pro Tem. Can you give us some a little more information on Rose Rock? What is Rose Rock?
We're a local real estate firm. We own about four properties in downtown Bryan. Our office is 318 North Bryan Avenue, And we largely own a portfolio of small boutique hospitals and medical office buildings around the state, mostly in major markets, some tertiary markets. And we're active in the Bryan-College Station community from an acquisition standpoint, development standpoint. Have a family of companies, all real estate related. And so we decided to target an area that nobody else was targeting and to use our talents and gifts and resources to begin to implement some change and some opportunities for hopefully hundreds of kids that don't currently have those opportunities right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions?
Mayor, a couple. John, I appreciate what you're doing. I think you're on the right track in terms of what needs to be done over there, because I agree that those facilities need to be upgraded. But what on the trail, which children will that trail service? I thought you indicated it would be going back and forth to school, but it doesn't seem like it's going to pick up people going to school, because there's sidewalks all around there. There's roads all around there.
Yeah. Well, we just assume once we okay. begin to develop, kids will route right through there. However they come to school.
Okay.
And our hope is that additional trails would be connected to this as a network of trails to get kids to school safer.
Then that's where I'm going. I'm thinking Councilman Pena has already recommended a trail from that, is it Forest Park Apartments?
Yes, sir.
Through the woods over there, because the children now, there's so many of them that walk from the Forest Park Apartments towards the school that there's a clear path cut through there. I mean, they use it a lot. And then once they get through the woods, then they get on Saunders, and from if you go check, if you've ever done any tracking, you can see where people go, and they walk on the street on Saunders to get to the school. So like you were saying earlier, it's a dangerous thing for them right now because they don't have good trails to get to school. So it seems like to me, maybe not holding up what you want to do, but maybe there's a combination of things that the city could do to enhance what you're doing to try to get those kids there safely. So I would think that I would ask that the city manager look into that to see, not to stop his project, but to see what we could do from Forest Park over to
Saunders.
Saunders. Well, actually, it's got to go all the way to the school. Not all the way to the school, because there's a sidewalk down Bruin, yeah. But something along Saunders, through the woods along Saunders to Bruin, to get those kids out of the.
Yeah, I know this came up some time ago, and I can't remember exactly. Joey, do you remember, did you talk to the property owners? Do you feel like sharing that information?
Can we talk about this? We're not posted for this.
We're
Joey,
not posted
please.
For this. So
I'm sorry,
we're going
to stick to the
swing back to
the
this
agenda item, please.
Mayor,
put this on a future agenda.
Point of order. I had a question, Mayor. The question
in regards to this agenda
yes,
item,
sir,
please.
Is to add the trail over there from Forest Park over to Bruin to complement what he's doing. If we could ask the city manager to look into that.
We'll look into it and report back to you at the next meeting.
Yeah, future agenda item. That's perfect.
Any other questions for Mr. Jordan?
Yes, I have another question.
Councilman.
Another thing I asked is that you get the people involved and the people who lived around the area. Did you do that? Did you talk to the property owners and within that area that you're planning to develop?
I certainly haven't talked to all of them, but we have talked to some. We will continue to do that. We're a very relational company. We're very interested in creating something, not that we think would be great, but that the neighborhood would think would be helpful and valuable. So we'll continue to reach out to those. There's a large body of data and meetings that have been done over a course of several years, but we will continue to be close to the pulse of what the neighborhood wants and needs.
I think this
like
is a good project. You know, just having them on board early on just makes our job a little easier.
Sure.
And I know there's a church right there catty corner to this whole project. And talking to the priest and the reverend there, you know, might help things go a lot smoother, you know, make sure there's no backlash, because, you know, getting the people involved early on makes everything go a lot smoother.
But, yes, sir.
Mayor, may I?
Councilman.
To follow up on that, but you're not doing anything that's going to change the zoning or the conditional use. You're just doing what's already authorized for that property, right? You're just rebuilding it, so to speak. Making it newer.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Thank Jordan, you. In regards to the office improvements that you're wanting, how much was that?
That was the request was $32,257.
Can we just build that into the
monthly rental amount. I'm not sure that that department could pay that money with the dollars that we receive for those upfront improvements, but it probably can be built into the rent or something.
Yes, sir.
Pay for it over X amount of years or something. Okay. I would be very supportive of the Ronnie Jackson Trail at Hope Crossing. Any final questions? Thank you, Mr. Jordan, for being here today, sir.
Thank you.